Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And we're here today. We have Kevin Pierce with Cascade Builder Services. So welcome again, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. So you do builder new construction warranty management.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you explain what the heck that is?
Absolutely. Yes. So we go through the house. We're a third-party warranty management company and customer service. We're meeting with the home buyers typically about a week before closing, and we're mm-hmm. going through and giving a full orientation of the home. So there's always questions. How does this work, especially with the new home buyers, like you guys were just talking about with your classes? This is a big benefit to these people buying first. First-time home buyers. So we're walking through the house room by room, explaining where things are, how they work, mm-hmm. what to expect for warranty,
right.
What things are going to happen that you may be worried about that aren't necessarily needing to be worried about, that are common in construction. So we're talking about all these things up front and what to expect, and then how to...
it's like homeownership training.
Homeownership training, absolutely. Yeah. That's the orientation.
Yeah, which, because in new construction in particular... I hate to say it, but not that many people get a home inspection. And right. so this is the closest they get to getting that same kind of information.
Sure.
They don't deep dive into like, oh, here's all this. I'm checking the plumbing out because you guys are assuming everything's fine and to code because it's just been built. But in someone who's buying a resale property, usually they're doing a home inspection. So you guys are not filling in as an inspector, but you're at least walking through the same thing, because an inspector would say, hey, here's where the water shutoff valve is.
Exactly.
Hey, here's where the electrical panel is, and here's how it works or what kind it is.
Right.
And here's where, the stuff for maybe your dishwasher is or the garbage disposal, that kind of thing. So great stuff.
Yeah. So not only are we doing the orientation portion at this walkthrough, but we're also identifying any deficiencies that might need to be fixed before they close.
Mm-hmm. Hence the... punch list,
the blue tape walk.
Yes.
So in combination, while we're going through and saying this is how the dishwasher works and everything, we're also going to look and see if there's a scratch in the hardwood mm-hmm. or if there's some paint touch-ups that still need to be fixed before they take possession of the home.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And frankly, there's always something, right? I have talked to so many people over the years, 14 years now in the industry, with lots and lots of people who've bought new construction, or I end up helping to sell the property maybe when they finally go to resell a property. And I'll ask, did you do a home inspection? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's new. I figured I wouldn't need it.
Right.
Right.
And I will tell you, it's so great that these things happen. And we always, like I said, suggest that inspections occur even before the walkthrough, because we do almost like a pre-punch list before the punch list. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of folks, when they're there for their walkthrough orientation, and I'm going to guess some of your staff, because we met some of your staff. We had one of our clients buy a property where you guys are the warranty support crew, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when they're in the house, they're still in the, I'm thinking about where my furniture goes, I'm looking at the cosmetics, and they're not paying attention. But reality is, home construction is still a very hands-on process, and it's a very human process, which means errors can occur. And while we closed a transaction where your company was doing the support, a second transaction for the same customer a couple weeks later got canceled because in the home inspection, and this is something that would not have been covered in a walkthrough, we found out there was mold in the attic space mm-hmm. because that plywood sheeting had been out in the weather probably a little too long, and it was still damp even though the construction was almost complete. And even though in the warranty it said that mold would be covered in the first year, it became a point of contention. And our client was able to negotiate them to release their earnest money funds and their upgrade monies because they just didn't feel comfortable moving forward. But it was a big deal. And we would have then, because we also went through the orientation walkthrough with them. And I can tell you on the orientation walkthrough, the wife was very focused on the cosmetics.
Right.
Yes. We wouldn't have even been asking about the attic space. Right. But, okay. So, the builders bring you guys in, but I want to kind of start from the beginning. Why does a builder bring someone like you in?
So, customer service oriented builders will bring mm-hmm. us in. It's a better process, I think.
So not all builders provide something like this?
A lot of builders will have their superintendents walk through their homes and do the walkthrough process, which isn't always the best. The superintendent's main focus is, of course, building houses.
Right.
So they might have a plat or a development of 30 houses that they're trying to build, mm-hmm. and it's not their dedicated focus to be doing customer service. So that's exactly what we dedicate ourselves to.
So
they're getting a focused person, and not only are we there for the walkthrough, but we're building a bit of a rapport because we're going to be there throughout the full 1 year. The homeowners, if they have an issue come up that's a warrantable item after they close, they're going to be contacting us. They'll see a familiar face. We'll get into a little bit about the online accounts that we have in a minute here. But it's just a good process for having contact at all times.
So are you only involved in a year? Because here's the thing. A lot of people buying new construction right now are seeing advertisements showing, hey, there's a 210 warranty. Can you for our listeners, kind of lay that out for us?
It depends on the builder. There's a lot of different warranty products out there, one mm-hmm. of which is the 210, and a lot of builders are purchasing the 210. So for the builders that do the 210, we do manage the first year, just as we would with any other builder. The second year and the 10-year typically goes to the warranty provider.
Can you explain what that means, what the 210 is?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. 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 So the first year is workmanship and materials. And the systems. So if you have a plumbing leak, if you have an HVAC problem, if you have an electrical issue, mm-hmm. Those are all covered for the first year. Workmanship and materials. If you have drywall cracks, every house is going to have a little bit of shrinkage. You get some mm-hmm. drywall cracks. You get a little
and
bit
not
of crack.
And not because it's cold outside. Sorry. Actually, partly because it is. Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting the dirty eye over here from Eric.
It was raining. The water was cold.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. I didn't have my trunks on. So.
Yes. So workmanship and materials, we have all the typical ones, door adjustments, maybe mm-hmm. a separation in the hardwood floor. That's mm-hmm. all very typical stuff for the first year workmanship and materials warranty. Now, the 210 warranty, the second year typically is down to just systems, a little bit of systems coverage. So if you do have a plumbing leak after the first year, it will provide a little bit of coverage for that.
Okay.
And then what they said, the 10 portion of that is the structure. So structural deficiencies, foundation problems, framing, serious framing issues.
Right. Yeah. And I want to make sure and point out to our listeners, because sometimes people get confused on this part. It doesn't mean things that are typically manufacturer warranty coverage, too. Because like a lot of people that I've spoken to over the years assume, oh, that means the roof. And it's like, well, no. Those shingles are the manufacturer's warranty.
Right.
Unless there was an install issue, and that's a different thing to look at in
You're
terms
exactly
of consideration, right?
Yes.
So, and this is one of the reasons why we still even suggest like every 5 years that somebody owns a property, they should probably do a reinspection of some sort, get somebody up there and check those things. Because frequently, products change all the time. And there have been more than enough roofing, class action suits where, same thing with siding. LP siding. Yeah. Who mm-hmm. doesn't love hearing an inspection like, oh, it's LP siding. Mm. Yay. Look, and there's some damage. Yay. There's no more money available. Yay. Yeah. Same thing with roofing materials and things like that. So I just want to make sure that people understand what it is and it isn't.
Right.
Right.
That is a good distinction. There's product warranty and there's mm-hmm. workmanship.
Yeah, because plumbing doesn't necessarily mean, hey, something happened with the hot water heater. Is it the hot water heater itself, or is it the way it was installed?
Sure.
Right?
So, Kevin, you mentioned at the beginning here that, and you covered, I think, a few of these things, but things that a new home buyer should worry about, or things that, what are some things that typically would almost always
everything.
Come up
Let's terrify
with
them.
A new home? Well, no, we don't want to terrify.
Just sure. kidding. Well, I'm kidding.
I guess
I'm
my
kidding.
Point is that a new home is a complex product. There's a lot of hands that go into it's expanding,
it's an organism.
It's contracting, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it's heating, it's cooling, it's doing all these mm-hmm. different things. So and as a consequence, there's going to be some very normal you know, effects, you know, of that. And then there's going to be some that are outside of normal. So right. What is there some guidance that you can give that will help someone differentiate like, oh, okay, this is something that needs to be addressed, but doesn't need to be worried about it versus
sure.
This is something scary.
Sure. So our process kind of tackles this a little bit. We have a 60-day evaluation and an 11-month evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have an emergency service for major plumbing leaks or loss of heat.
Yeah, I was just looking at that and then the write-up that you sent Jen for us. Thank you.
So we talked a little bit about that orientation walkthrough. Then the homeowner or the buyer closes. After they move into the house, we have them hold claims until 60 days.
Okay.
Unless there's an urgent item or an emergency. This gives kind of the house a chance to settle in, mm-hmm. Work out a few of the first items that you may start seeing.
Like sure. nail and, pops or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So we talked about shrinkage a little bit. So there's a lot of mm-hmm. there's a lot of moisture in these houses and these products that yep. dries out. You know, when the house is framed, it's getting rained on mm-hmm. oftentimes, especially in Washington.
Sure.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
So as that house, as the house dries and evaporates, it's going to move, it's going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see nail pops, drywall mm-hmm. cracks. The grout is going to crack a little bit. Almost every single house in new construction that you see, you're going to see these cracks develop.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We do hold those.
I call them wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
House
okay,
wrinkles.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That works. We do hold these shrinkage settling related claims until the 11-month review, and
okay.
that gives the house a chance to finish.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because typically your 1-year warranty, you're getting a one-time fix for these as well. We don't want to burn that one-time fix early on and then have more occur and then not get a second
okay.
fix.
Okay. So if something was addressed in the 60-day, but it shows up again by the 11-month, is it like, sorry, that was a one-time fix?
Typically for drywall cracks and grout cracks is a one-time fix only.
Okay, so you want to do it at the one. Okay, so I have so many more questions specifically that will go to some of that because we often recommend if someone has brought in a home inspector for that new construction, which then helps kind of move forward what your company helps handle as a closing process and the walkthrough and orientation, we usually say, go ahead and book your inspector to come back at the 11-month
right.
line
mm-hmm.
so that you make sure you're within that 1-year window. I'm curious to know, and tell us when we come back, how hard those dates are or if it's within that timeline.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
yeah, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more questions and more information from Kevin Pierce with Cascade Builder Services. Call us if you got questions, 866-712-1300. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.